Here's the inbound play. Hollis Deckard at midcourt. I have to go backcourt maybe to get it. Inbound play, popping out Josiah Long, and here we go. A three would tie it to start the second half. Kraft with the ball over at the right point. Let's see how these teams adjusted at halftime. A little more pressure on the ball by Mountain Home. Hollis Deckard has it to the high post. Left corner. Back it goes to Deckard. Steps through, puts up a runner. No good short. Got fouled. He'll shoot two at the 7:40 mark in quarter number three. 37-34, Mountain Home. This will be two shots. Graydon Dewey with his first foul. Hollis Deckard at the line looking for his first point of the ball game. First try is good. Josiah Long, Briggs Houston, Hollis Deckard, Ethan Tuma, and Jared Kraft to the five for West Plains. Free throw again, good. Now a little full court pressure by West Plains, so that's a little different wrinkle. They turned the ball over in the first half quite a bit. They had seven, and we get a foul in the backcourt on Ethan Tuma. First one on Ethan. I say they turned the ball over a lot. Well, we turned it over six times. 37-36. Front court, bad pass. They turn it over again. Ethan Tuma over the right side of the timeline, top of the circle. Keeps the dribble, drives in, left-hand runner, no good, and a charge. So quickly, two fouls on Ethan Tuma. 7:19 to go in the third quarter. We started, if you're going, why is it in the third quarter? It's because we started early. Moving up the floor over on the left side now in the front court. They'll set their offense. On the left side, Baxter Carson. Bounce pass, high post. Ball nearly lost. Picked back up again. Bombers have 14 on their shot clock. Uchman dribbles across the lane. Back out to the point. Around the horn. Right wing. Three ball is up and good. Harris with his second. Three of the ball game. First bucket of the half against Mountain Home. Coben Inskeep with the foul for the Bombers. Front court ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by Uchman for Mountain Home on the sideline right in front of the West Plains bench. West Plains will play it in here to the right sideline. Down by four, 40-36. Bombers back to a 2-3 zone. Lob over the top right side. They're going to make West Plains make some shots. Jared Kraft dribbles in. Pull up right elbow jump shot. Rattles off the rim. Ball is butt forward. A foul will be called on West Plains. Josiah Long will pick up his third foul. So three on Josiah, two on Ethan, 40-36, 6:12 to play, third quarter. Each time West Plains made a little run, West Plains has answered. Every time Mountain Home has made a little run, West Plains has been able to answer it. Tough playing on the road sometimes. That foul is going to be called on West Plains. That'll be on Jared Kraft on a reach in. That'll be his first foul. Josiah goes out of the ball game. Clayton Robbins will come in. So the Zizzers have 6'6", 6'5", on the back line. That's bigger than the Mountain Home lineup. Up front, Braden Dewey, he'll go 6'5", but overall West Plains has a little height advantage. West Plains back to the zone on the inbound play with 25 on the shot clock. Bombers on offense. They're up by four, 40-36. Right corner, catch and shoot is good. For three. Harris makes his second three of the half. That's three for the game. Here's a drive. Up, good. Foul on the play, and the basket will count. Foul will be on Carson. So Briggs Houston with a drive. Picks up now his fifth field goal. He has 11 points. And that makes it 43-38. Briggs at the line. Free throw is good. So like that, West Plains tightens it up. 43-39 up the right sideline now. Mountain Home on offense with Ryder McLean. Dribbles to the right side in front of the Bomber bench, shooting to our right. Here's a reach-around foul. Hollis Deckard will be called for his first foul. So, 15 foul, and that means two shots. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter, and there's a lot of time left in this quarter, so every foul will be two shots for the Bombers. Ryder McLean, the free throw shooter, and the first one, no good. Next try, trying to increase the lead to five, and he does. Ryder McLean now with four. West Plains basketball backcourt. 44-39. Hollis Deckard across to Tuma. Dribbles to the point. Takes it to the left wing. Pulls it back. Lob over the top. There's Kraft. He'll stop. Kick it back out front. Shot clock at 16. Ethan Tuma nearly walked. Lobs it over the top. Touch pass corner. Robbins with an up fake. Pulls up from 12 feet. Jump shot rims off. Ball fought four out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. Now West Plains will go back. Well, we've matched up now man-to-man, so it's simple, straight man-to-man defense and no full-court traps. Bombers on offense. They'll weave it out front and get the ball to McLean. He kicks it to the left corner. Now we're going to have a foul call on the Zizzers at the 4:30 mark. Clayton Robbins is called for his first foul. So two shots. Baxter Carson, who has 4 points tonight, will shoot two. First free throw try here is no good. The rule this year is the bonus starts at five. And at the bonus, there's no one and ones anymore. It's two shots after that. Next free throw is good. And you restart team fouls at the beginning of each quarter. Ethan Tuma on the wing. Here's Robbins with another three. That ball bounces off the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. 45-39. The fact that Mountain Home has shot the ball as well as they have, and West Plains is staying within 6 points here on the road, that is fantastic. Bounce pass to the corner, wrap around to the high post, curl to the baseline. Up fake, inside, here's a turn over Briggs Houston, no good, but the ball picked up by the Bombers, up and around on a scoop shot, good, foul on the play. Baxter Carson, the basket will count. He has a lot of spin on that ball to get it off the glass and to go in. That'll be the... I'm not sure who they did call that foul, but it will be a free throw to go along with the bucket for Carson. And it's no good. Rebound goes long to the corner. Picked up by Hollis Deckard. To the point. Over on the right side. We got the wrong number on the board, I think. Here's a drive. Josiah Long shot blocked. Back come the Bombers on the fly. Kick it to the right corner. Set for a three, and it's good. Lee Glass can flat shoot the basketball. 3:34 to go in the third. The Zizzers call time 50-39. Back in a minute on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Quickly back with 3:21 to go. A hand check foul on Rhett Gilbert for Mountain Home. It's 50-39, Zizzer ball in the front court. If I were to tell you that Mountain Home has outscored West Plains 33-12 from the three-point line, you think, oh, brothers, we're getting buried. Not the case. Down 11 in the left corner, Briggs Houston. Cutting to the basket, Josias will circle back out. Briggs has it. Shot clock at 17. Inside Tuma, low block. Kicks it over to Hollis Deckard. To the left baseline. He'll be cut off and turned back. Gets it to Tuma. Trapped, lob out front, picked up by West Plains and Josiah, and they can't get the shot off in time. That's the first shot clock violation we've had tonight. Good defense by Mountain Home. 2:44 to go in the third. Mountain Home on offense. Wrap around, bounce pass down low, left hand shot off the board. Good. Brayden Dewey, he's had a good game tonight. He's got 14 points, 52 to 39. Boy, we need to score here. West Plains switches, goes back to his zone. High post, Briggs Houston. On the right side for three, Ethan Tuma knocks it down from long range. Fifth three of the night for West Plains. Back to a 10-point game, 52-42. Up the floor, front court, Bombers set with 28 on the shot clock. Over to the left side. Nate Gilbert to the point, to the right point. Wayne Tank to the right corner. Here's a drive and a whistle and a blocking foul will be the call on Hollis Deckard. We'll stop the clock, 1:51 to go in the third. Second foul on Hollis. Ooh. He was who that mysterious foul was on a little earlier. Wrong number, but his foul. So he has three. Free throw shooter, first try is good by Ryder McLean. Levi Fuchsman will come in the game for the Bombers. Hollis Deckard goes out. And in the ball game is Luke Von Allman for West Plains. Next free throw, good. Plain makes two. Here's a shot by Briggs at the other end. That's an air ball as he tried for a three on the left wing. 54-42. Left wing, they're going to fire another one. That's short. Ball picked up by Briggs Houston. 1:30 to go in the third. West Plains trailing by 12. 54-42, biggest lead for the Bombers. Down the lane, here's a right-hand drive. Good by Ethan Tuma. They cleared out the middle, and Ethan went right by his guy. 54-44. Left point, here's another three by Dewey. No good, rebounded by Von Allman. West Plains back quickly. Jared Kraft up the right sideline. Crosses over at the right elbow. Cross-court pass. Luke Von Allman has it. Back out front, Jared Kraft. On the right side, Ethan lobs it inside the bridge. Good catch. Layup is good. Briggs Houston with a nice night tonight. He has 14 points, 54-46. Here's Ryder McLean. Bounce pass, low block, and a reach-in foul on Luke Von Allman. Purple foul. 38 seconds left in the third quarter, 54-46. Free throw shooter will be Brayden Dewey, who has 14 tonight. First try for him is good. Clayton Robbins will check in for Luke Von Allman. So it's going to be Briggs Houston, Clayton Robbins, Josiah Long, Ethan Tuma, and Jared Kraft, the 5-4 of the Zizzers right now. 38.7 left in quarter three, 55-46. Bombers lead by 9. This could make it 10, and it does. Dewey with 16 points. 10-point game, 32 seconds to play. In the third, differential on the game clock, shot clock, 3 seconds. Josiah Long gets the screen, dribbles across, bounce pass to Briggs, dribbles down to the baseline, turns, fall away, jump shot, no good. Ball taken away by Ryder McLean from Mountain Home. 14 seconds, a lot of time left. Front court with 11. Going for one. Do you want to guess it's a three? Here's a drive down the paint. Wraparound pass underneath. Shot is up, partially blocked. Tipped in the air, tipped up. That's the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. And after three, West Plains trailing Mountain Home in Arkansas. 56-46. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we start the quarter with West Plains on possession here. Scissor ball at the far end of the floor. 56-46, Mountain Home on top. In that quarter, third quarter, Mountain Home outscored West Plains 19-12. Bombers in a straight man-to-man. West Plains needs some buckets. Here's a pick and roll inside, back out front to the right corner. Hollis Deckard has it. To the point, Jared Kraft traveled with the basketball. That is turnover number eight. Both teams with eight turnovers in the ball game. Basketball will go back to the Bombers with that 10-point lead. Again, they have, they have scored 38 points from the three-point line. Here's a two from 15, no good. Rebounded, though, by Dewey. Back outside, and the Bombers reset. On the left sideline, lob pass over to the right point. Driving to paint, cut off by Briggs Houston, left corner. Open shot for three, blocked out of bounds by Josiah Long. And 17 on the Bombers shot clock. 6:53 to go in the ball game. The Scissors down by 10, 56-46. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Lob pass to get it over. Here's an open shot from 13. No good. West Plains did a good job blocking out. And we get a foul call on Mountain Home going over Christian Robbins. Braxton Carson picks up his third foul for the Bombers. Bombers have now scored 42 points from behind the three-point line. Scissor ball down to the right block on the baseline. Briggs double team, back out it goes. This point, left wing wide open. Clayton Robbins with a three, but it won't go. Rebounded inside, pump fake up with left hand. Good by Hollis Decker. Terrific play by Hollis. He had to go to the left hand. Right-hand shot would have been blocked. 56-48. Mountain Home having a very good year. They're 7-1. On the low block, here's a lean-in shot, no good, ball slapped across, Martin gets it, blocked away by Briggs Houston, and a foul be called before the shot. Oh, they're going to give him two shots on that. Hollis Deckard with his fourth foul. I really thought that foul happened well before the shot, but the long and short of it is he gets two shots. Braden Dewey at the line for the Bombers. First try is around and good. Bombers score their first point of the fourth. Just about 2 minutes in. 6:07 to go in the fourth. 57-48. And good. Back to a 10-point game. 58-48. West Plains on offense. Clayton Robbins on the right side now. Ethan Puma lob over the top. In the middle, good pass. Josiah is double teamed. Leans and shoots off the side iron. It won't go. And the rebound fought for and goes out of bounds. And whose ball will it be? We'll have a foul called on Briggs Houston, bumping the Mountain Home player out of bounds. Number two on Briggs, 58-48, 5:49 to go. And you can't wait till the last 2 minutes to start pressuring and trying to force things. Mountain Home doesn't handle the ball real good or real well. So you can make them throw the ball away. We've seen that already tonight. Front court, lob pass left side on the baseline. Uchman hands it off inside. There you go. Bad pass. It's loose on the floor, picked up by the Bombers. 14 on the shot clock. There was never a change of possession there, evidently. which was a break for West Plains. Left corner, Uchman shoots a three. That's way short. Rebound by Ethan Tuma. Head is slapped away from behind. Gets it back to Briggs Houston, who bounces across to Ethan. Really need a basket here. Down by 10, 58-48, left side. Curling over, lob pass down low. Briggs on the block, goes up inside and scores. He is just eating them alive inside. I believe Briggs has 16 now. 58-50. Pass up the line and a whistle. And we'll have a foul call in the backcourt. Jared Kraft bumped into the ball handler in the backcourt. Jared now has two fouls. Bomber basketball under the five-minute mark, 4:49 and counting, 58-50. West Plains has done a great job of hanging in the game against a hot-shooting Bomber team. High post, Uchman bumped from behind and fouled by Briggs Houston. He came up trying to make a steal. That'll be his third foul. Team foul, number four. So it'll be two shots on the next foul for Mountain Home. Only one team foul on the Bombers. Here's the inbound play. Ball out front. Ball tipped to the backcourt. Briggs hustles after, but can't chase it down. Bombers with it now. Fresh shot clock. Right sideline. Tate has it. Picked up by Ethan Tuma. Tate dribbles left. Gets a high screen. Gets in the lane. Dishes across. Bad pass. Loose ball picked up by the Bombers. Now they'll get it back out front and reset. Tate dribbles through. Baseline ball top. Knocked away. Stolen. West Plains with it. Up ahead. Kraft gets control. Takes it in. Lays it up and good. Off the turnover. We'll get a timeout by Mountain Home. Coach Josh Fulcher with a timeout. Timeout for us. Back in 60 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We're back to play Mountain Home with the basketball. They lead 58-52. And another near turnover picked up by the Bombers at the right side. West Plains is back in the zone, down six, down the key. Right-hand runner high off the board, no good. Tipped up and in by Grayton Dewey. That's the first field goal for Mountain Home in the fourth quarter after 4.5 minutes. 60-52, Ethan Tuma in the lane, lost the basketball. And the Bombers not in a hurry coming off that turnover. West Plains with their ninth of the night. In the left corner, bounce pass to Dewey inside. He's double-teamed, turns to the middle, up off the glass. Good. He's a good player. He ain't real quick, but he is really good around the basket. Pass low block. Briggs gets around Dewey, feeds it across and threw it away. Should have shot it. When you're 5 feet away, man, you got to shoot the basketball. He didn't see the defender on the opposite side of the lane. And now a whistle and a foul call on Briggs Houston going for a steal out front. That'll be his fourth. Team foul five. It'll be two shots for the Bombers. Grayden Dewey has been good at the line tonight, 4 out of 4. And the free throw try is no good. This game, I think, has been officiated very well. 62-52 still. One more try for Dewey. He has 22 points. Now he has 23 as he makes the second of two. 63-52. Josiah Long, front court. To the right to Tuma, to the left point. Hollis Deckard, no time to get the shot away against the Bomber zone. Josiah's got a three at the right point. That's short. Rebound long. Chased down by West Plains. Ethan Tuma on the left side. Cross-court pass. Jared Kraft gets a screen. And that's an illegal screen on Briggs Houston, and he just fouled out of the ballgame. So Briggs Houston fouls out. 16 points tonight. Good night for Briggs.
That's his first personal foul.
63-52 with 2:20 to play. Clayton Robbins will come in the ballgame now for Briggs, who fouled out. Now Bomber basketball in the backcourt. They're in a good spot, up 11 with 2:15 to play. To the right corner, they'll pull it back out. Shot clock at 27. They're going to use most, if not all, of this. Reach in foul will stop the clock. Jared Kraft picks up his third foul. Well, you may as well go ahead and do it, because if you don't, you're going to lose a half a minute off the clock. And ultimately, you're going to have to foul anyway. Rhett Gilbert will be the free throw shooter for the Bombers. He's made four threes tonight. He has 13 points. His free throw here is good. Zizzers lost to a good Willard team the other night. This team is better than Willard, I can tell you that. Next free throw is good. 65-52, 13-point game. Josiah Long out front, lost his balance, lost the ball, turnover. Back the other way, they'll come. Step through, right-hand runner is good by Ryder McClain. 67-52. In the paint, here is Kraft driving, spinning to the basket, puts it up and in. Jared Kraft now has 9. Back the other way, they'll break, they'll go up, they'll shoot it, and they score. Sites with the basket. Now at the other end, a quick three by Josiah. And it's no good. Rebounded by the Bombers. We're down to a minute 18. 69-54. Lob up the floor. They'll feed it back. Dewey with the lay-in. Up and good. Well, they kept attacking. 71-54. Tuma with 105 to play. Jared Kraft. It's kind of the same thing that we had at Willard the other night. Here's the drive, right-hand reverse layup by Kraft is good. Timeout call. 55 seconds to go, 71-56. Bombers lead the Zizzers. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
And in time for the next foul by West Plains to stop the clock, Jared Kraft picks up his fourth foul. Briggs Houston has already fouled out. Collins Deckard has 4 fouls, but it's 71-56. And first free throw here is good for Blaine Tate. He'll get one more, and it's good. 73-56. Clayton Robbins will come out of the... No, he's going to stay in the ballgame. West Plains plays at the backcourt, long up the floor to Kraft at the left side. 43 seconds left, down by 17. This is going to look way, way worse than it actually was. Kraft spins to the middle, right-hand reverse layup, no good. Ball is going to be controlled by the Bombers. And Mountain Home will bring it up. 28 seconds to go in the game. Front court, shot clock is off. 23 seconds left. No reason to foul if you're West Plains. That doesn't mean they won't. Here's a steal. Hollis Deckard up ahead all the way. Left-hand layup is good. Deckard has 6. 7 seconds to go. Trying to foul, and the official won't call it. They want to go home. And that's the ball game. 73-58. Mountain Home. They're good. They're now 8-1. West Plains falls to 0-3. With the loss here tonight. We're back to wrap it up in a moment on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
This may be the earliest that we have been done in a varsity game that started at a quasi-normal time, but we're done here tonight. Mountain Home with the win over West Plains, 73-58. West Plains led tonight by Briggs Houston with 16 points. 12 points for Josiah Long, 11 for Jared Kraft, 6 points for Hollis Deckard, 5 each for Ethan Tuma and Clayton Robbins. Leading scorer for the Bombers with 25 was Braden Dewey. He was really good tonight. The two big stats in the ball game: first of all, 3-point shooting. Mountain Home outscored West Plains from the 3-point line tonight, 42-12. 42-12. That is a big gap. And free throw shooting, too. The Bombers were 14 out of 19 from the line. The Zizzers, 4 out of 5. So a 10-point differential in favor of Mountain Home there. Bombers are good. They're now 8-1, and the Zizzers fall to 0-3. We'll have a crack at winning one next Tuesday night when we go to Poplar Bluff. We'll have that game here on Hot Country KDY. Thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Again, your final score, Mountain Home, 73, West Plains, 58. As we say good night from the beautiful area around the lake here in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.